sports news. Or is it sports news? The Los Angeles Lakers, perhaps the greatest assemblage of basketball talent on one team ever, play an exhibition game against hometown rivals, the LA Clippers, tonight. It's an exhibition game carried on national TV, the cable channel TNT. This will also be the first game for star guard Kobe Bryant since being ordered to stand trial for sexual assault and undergoing off-season knee surgery. With me now for analysis of this event is Sal Masekela. Sal's the host of ESPN's X Games. Sal, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. It's nice to see you again, man.
Yeah, and so I just don't know. Is this a sports story or some kind of social story or what? How does a fan feel about watching the Lakers?
Well, I think it's interesting. This is definitely a social story because I think there's a question, especially in American sports, about professional athletes and when they get involved in trouble, really what does it mean? And for it to be Kobe Bryant, someone who has been the most exemplary sort of athlete that you can have, it definitely becomes more than just a sports story. This is a big social issue, one that people who aren't necessarily diehard sports fans are going to be watching now.
People will be watching it. When you hear fans now at games, now fans at basketball games are pretty rowdy anyway, but you hear people, scream out, judges suck, prosecutors suck, and there's this kind of a crossing of fan feeling.
Into the courtroom.
Yeah.
It's free Kobe. You're going to hear people tonight cheering at the Staples Center, free Kobe. There's going to be people with signs there that say free Kobe. Me personally, I think that Laker fans are a blind faith type of fan as it is. And I don't think that people are concerned, at least in Los Angeles, true Laker fans, with whether or not Kobe Bryant did it or not, as opposed to is Kobe Bryant going to get off and is this team going to be able to make their run at the championship.
You watch Kobe Bryant in practice. You see him preparing for games. How is he going to deal with this? This is a guy under very, very serious criminal charges. He's also a star athlete who has to perform at the pinnacle of athletic endeavor.
Well, he's come out publicly and said that basically, the basketball court is his place of peace and solace. And if there's one place that he can possibly go and leave everything that's affecting him day to day, you can imagine before practice he's on the phone with his lawyers. After practice he's on the phone with his lawyers. When he gets on that basketball court, that's the thing that he knows how to love and do better than anything else. But, this is going to affect the team.
Let me ask you just a strict sports question here. You look at this team that came together, put together during the off season with the addition of Karl Malone and Gary Payton. What's your expectation?
My expectations are very, very high. You got Shaquille O'Neal. You got Karl Malone who's chasing the scoring title. Gary Payton, who's a Hall of Fame shoo-in. He's more assists than anybody other than John Stockton. And Kobe Bryant. My only problem is this. Last year, when the Lakers were on their heels, Kobe Bryant didn't have to worry about passing the ball to anybody else because there was no one else to pass the ball to. And he took sometimes an ignorant amount of shots to get that done. Now you have Karl Malone and Gary Payton on that floor who are not going to accept that. And is Kobe Bryant going to be able to step up and when he's in a situation, not force the shot as he's used to doing, but actually dish that ball off and utilize the fact that you have the four of them together? If that happens, they are the Fantastic Four and it's going to be very difficult for them to beat. But that question still remains, and this issue is going to affect this team.
The criminal issue.
The criminal issue is going to affect this team. This is not going to blow over. Every city that he goes into, especially some of the really hardcore cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, if you don't think that people are going to stay up at night, with signs that say Ray pissed or things of that nature and cheer it at him, in this society, you're crazy. People are going to use it, unfortunately, to their advantage in some way to try and sway the Lakers. And, I think it was Shaq this week who said, we'll deal with that. But he said if somebody steps across that line and steps on the court, that's when they're going to get this.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games and sports analyst on ESPN and ABC. Thanks for being back with us on Day to Day, and we'll look forward to talking to you through the season.
Absolutely a pleasure, Alex, and I look forward to seeing you as well, man.